Actually, how long me and you been together?
Yeah, put a clothes around about 33 years.
It's a long time to be with a man, ain't it?
One another.
What do you mean?
We were with one another.
Did I ever tell you about the first guitar I ever bought? So the fellow lived across the street in front of me, had a guitar, and so he said, I sell it to you for $1.25, McGee. I didn't have $1.25, and I said, I'd give him 50 cents down. And he let me have the guitar. And do you know I was 3 years paying him for that guitar? And he threatened to take it back so many times.
I know the first harmonica I played was 25-inch harmonica. And I had to wait the whole week for that quarter.
A lot of things have happened through the years.
You're right.
You don't tell people about it, they really don't know about it.
Well, I never forget those. I think about this thing a whole lot of times. So we decided we'd go in this supermarket and get us some cold cuts. Sometimes you said, that Godfather, man, think we got to take some out, no pay for it.
Well, you couldn't see and I couldn't run. What are we going to take?
So we run. We drove up to this gas station. Brian and Toots is home. The man come out. Brian said, fill him up. He looked. I don't sell no black gas, man. I said, good God almighty.
He didn't even have no black water. The only thing he had dark was Cokes, and he didn't sell them to us.
That's right.
Let's get out of this town. It don't make sense.
So Brian starts up the car. We back on the road again.
Save your tears for me, mama.
Save your tears for me, mama.
Please don't cry no more.
Please don't cry no more.
Don't you cry no more.
Don't you cry no more. Oh, Brian, you know, man, when we were living in Harlem, that New York, man, 1944 and 48 long, man. We used to drink all that liquor. We used to buy a pint, you know, and I drink half, you drink half. You told me, said, son, let me get mine first, because you don't see what you're drinking. Then we'll get drunk then. Coming down the street, staggering along, he said, well, Sonny, said, man, you walk for me and I'll see for you.
But you know, when I first met you, Sonny, I really didn't think that you had a handicap. Yeah, but you was crossing highways and byways and everything. I didn't realize that until we got in New York.
Oh, I could cook it and everything, but maybe nobody would eat it but me. But I
remember the time you cooked the chicken with the tag on?
Oh,
but I ain't going down.
A
lonesome road by myself.
A lonesome road by myself.
All by myself.
On the road again.
Can't carry you, baby.
Can't carry you, baby.
Don't care somebody else.
I'm gonna care somebody else.
Don't care somebody else. But Sonny, anyway, you were telling me, I always wanted to write about that. It was true about the man swindling you out of some money. You played for him for a long time. Who was that guy?
That guy who got a call, Doc. He sold medicine.
Oh, medicine. Sure.
He won't pay him but $3 a week, you know, and he was about 4 weeks in the hole, man. He didn't pay me that. So I said, man, I need my money. Give me my money. He hold on and knocked me on the tail. And he knocked me on the tail, and I come out with a 38. He didn't know I had that. And he had on a pair of white pants. You know, I couldn't see good, but I could see them white pants he had on. And I just shot right at them white pants. The lady was running around the restaurant and said, call the police. This blind man got to kill everybody.
He was on the road again. Did you get away?
We're
on the road again.
We're on the road again.
We're on the road again.
We're on the road again.
Oh, what a day. It was yesterday. I wouldn't take a million for my past. You remember Big Bill?
Yeah, that's right.
We did a lot of things with old Woody, too, but a lot of mine didn't come out. That's when Woody had called us the Streamline Singers. We
were
Streamline. $15, all we could get for the three of us.
Right.
Josh was a good friend of ours. Josh Wright, you know.
Yeah.
When we first come to New York, Josh and Led was a team.
That's right. We were on Ronald Rove and Led Better Die.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we was in St. Louis. He died in 1949.
Who are some of the other people you've made records with? I mean, you know, I pick them up now. What? Champion Jack Dupree?
I made Champion Jack Dupree, Big Bill, and Lightning Hopkins.
That's right, Sam Hopkins.
Yeah, you know the first guy I made before I met you.
Well,
before you met him.
We did some things with Memphis Slim, too, but it was in Germany, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Memphis Slim, T-Bone Walker. Yeah, and John Lee Hooker.
Yeah, John Lee Hooker.
Shaky J.
Shaky J.
Good gracious. All right, what's all those cats? I was just sitting here thinking about some of the musicians people don't even know about. We played with the Birds. Remember the concert we had with John Mayall?
That's right.
In Canada.
That's right.
I thought that was a lovely one.
That's right.
And we did tours with B.B. King too.
That's right. Overseas. We were a month over there with him. B.B. King.
When did you first meet Todd?
Todd? I must have met Todd. Must have been in the early 60s.
It was the Can Heat. Remember, we got the contract in New York about
getting ready to go on the bell.
And I come and ask you, I said, who's Can Heat? And we didn't know. We went to the agent and said, what's this can heat on here for, man? We don't deal in can heat. That used to be a drink yesterday.
Yeah.
We're on the road.
Out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad, and beware. Just remember there's a lot of bad and beware. Smile. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child girl. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. And it's hard to get by just upon a smile. It's a wild world, and I'll always remember you like a child girl.
Since I was a young boy, in this world, everything's as good as bad. Now my father told me, always speak a true word, and I have to say that is the best advice I've had. Because something burns inside of me, it's everything I long to be, and lies, they only stop me from feeling free. Whoa, like a hobo from a broken home, nothing's gonna stop me. Like a hobo from a broken home, nothing's stop me.
Thank you. She thought I was all right in a sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I've said what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know, I've said what I've said. She said there's something about you that really reminds me of money. She was the kind of a girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, "What does that mean? I really remind you of money." She said, "Oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I'll sing what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know, I'll sing what I've said. Aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright? She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I'll sing what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know, I'll sing what I've said.
Voices in my head, and God, would you want you? door and listen to you breathe.